You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Steve Robertson on the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. We're driven by your next Nissan Pathfinder or Nissan Rogue SUV crossover. Canon Nissan in Jackson. Canon Nissan in Jackson, pre-owned or new. Two great-looking vehicles, by the way. The Pathfinder's new body style is awesome, and the Rogue crossover has amazing gas mileage. This is ESPN 105.9 The Zone. I'm your host, Bo Bounds. We welcome in Steve Robertson, Gene's Page, 247 Sports. He joins us on the Farm Bureau Insurance Guest Line. How was your weekend?
My weekend was great. You know, I mean, you get the spring game, you get a SEC sweep, you pick up a big four-star commitment this morning. I mean, you know, work some on the book. I mean, you know, what do I have to complain about?
Who committed?
Tyshawn Willis committed about 10 minutes ago. That's something we've been expecting for some time. And I remember we first profiled him. He actually had an offer from Mississippi State, but he didn't want to put his offers out there. He just said, you know, listen, I'm not really a social media guy, and I'm just kind of looking at this, figuring out what's best for me. And, you know, matter of fact, when he came in for his first visit to Mississippi State, and even, like, didn't even do the photo shoot. You know, he's just like, hey, I just want to be about business. And so he's a different kind of kid, you know, down from Belma Jackson there. And, you know, he's a little bit different. But I tell you what, I love this kid's game. They play him as an edge out of necessity in high school to generate some pass rush. But he'll be a linebacker. And you start looking at this linebacker room for Mississippi State, and you got A.J. Rice committed, who is a monster. His family's from Crawford, Mississippi, though he plays over at Madison Academy in Alabama. And now you've added Willis, and now it appears that Tyler Lockhart is inching a little bit closer to a decision, too. And I would say if that proves to be the case, and we certainly expect it to be, that Mississippi State has done right well at linebacker.
Okay. All right. So let's discuss the football piece of the puzzle. This is the first. So, you know, you've got friends. I've got friends at Mississippi State. They'll text you their thoughts. It's been a while since they've been excited about football. And I know it's only a spring game, but I couldn't believe, like, some of my pessimistic guys were like, they were really fired up about what they were watching as far as Shapen and Lebby on Saturday. Did you get that kind of feedback?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, you couldn't even get through the first quarter. And people are like, oh, my gosh, look at these transfers. And I think that's the thing. When you look at what Bumpus and Lebby have done, to just kind of retool that wide receiver room. Kelly Akari, a freak. Coleman, a freak. Mario Craver comes in there a little bit thin, but, man, that kid is really, really fast. And in the first shot you take of the spring, you dial it up and throw it up to him. And, you know, it's just that room, and it has to be. That wide receiver room has to be strong. The quarterback room has to be strong. And I think on Saturday we saw evidence that's really the case. And, you know, listen, I'm not expecting State to go out there and contend for a, you know, Power 5 bowl or Power 6 bowl, whatever you want to call it these days, Access 6, whatever. They'll change the name before we get there. But, I think this is a solid bowl team, and I think they're going to be really good offensively. But Blake Shapen, I think, adds a dimension that you haven't had because of his mobility. That was the thing that stood out to me, not just his ability to take the shot, but when things broke down, he has the athleticism to kind of evade pressure and buy time and extend plays. And I don't know that State's really had that for a while. And, I mean, that kid can throw it on a dime, too. I mean, that was when he first committed, people were like, hey, we're still looking. However, if this is where we end up going, this is a good thing for us, and people don't realize how good it is. And I think because of those modest expectations among the fans, when they saw Blake Shapen on that field Saturday, you're like, you know what? This kid's better than I thought. You know, we got a chance here. And so, yeah, fully expect this offense to be a lot of fun here in the next few months.
Yeah, they haven't had a playmaker since Fitzgerald. Trader was going to be a good player, but there was just a disruption there between, you know, Moorhead and Leach and so on. So it's the first time they've had a playmaker there in a long time. And then this Lebby offense is much more modernized. I mean, it's what Lane's running. It's what, you know, people running all over the country from Baylor and RG3, and everybody's got their wrinkles in it, as you know. As far as Shapen's, were you surprised at his mobility? And do you think he'll use his – he doesn't need to run 15 times a game. Do you think he'll run 6 or 7? Just, you know, pull it down and make people think about it, running 4, 5, or 6 yards every now and then.
Yeah, he's got to keep him honest. You know, and yeah, I think that'll be the case. And he's the guy, too. I mean, I don't think you're going to dial up a lot of quarterback design runs for him. But I think that he is the guy when he gets outside the pocket, maybe you run that hollow concept and it's not there, he'd go out there and get you 5 yards and move the chains. You know, I think that's a dimension to this offense that he brings that, you know, in the past people could just kind of sit back in coverage and dare you to throw it. I don't think that's the case. I think he kind of puts linebackers in conflict. And so that's an element, again, that State hasn't had. But and it was encouraging to just see – you know, just him be able to get outside the pocket when things break down and be able to make some plays and keep his eyes downfield and not really panic and kind of let the game speed him up. I think State has done really well there. And now you just got to keep him healthy and keep those guys progressing. But that wide receiver room has got some real dudes in it.
Yeah, so they lose Justin Robinson last week, who's talented, but never really committed like he needed to. So take me down. Who are your top four, best to number four after the spring as far as wide receivers?
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Well, I tell you what, it's I would really prefer to go with like passing targets because I think you got to include, you know, Treyor, the tight end in there too.
Sure.
And he was the guy that a lot of people don't know a lot about because he had to sit out last year, which is crazy that he has to sit out. Now the rules are, you know, you can transfer every 15 minutes, but anyway, I was impressed with how they used him. And Dave Murray kind of quipped after he scored the touchdown. He goes, I need somebody to give me clarification. Is it legal to throw a ball to a tight end and let him score? You know, it's been a long time since State has utilized a tight end. And I see him kind of as a longer Marcus Green. You know, he was a guy that came to Mississippi State as a running back and had some groin issues, but really added some athleticism to the tight end room, though he didn't have a huge catch radius. This guy is an NFL prospect, and I think that is a significant development that maybe people aren't counting on for this year because he wasn't in the recent class. You know, he was in two classes ago and just had to sit out and go through practice squad stuff. But when you think about Akari and what he did at UTEP, I mean, goodness gracious, you know, that guy put up some huge numbers. And, yes, I get it's a G5 conference, but when you saw him out on that field Saturday, he just has an edge and an enjoyment of the game. It's like when he scored, he was more than happy to get out there and dance, but I think he was even more excited when he saw his friends score. And so, listen, there's only so much you can tell from a spring game, right? I mean, we all know this. I mean, you can never get too high or too low. But we have endured some 3-0 spring games, right?
Good. Gravy. Right?
And so I thought Saturday was fun. I thought the fans had fun. I thought it was a lot of enthusiasm on campus. And, you know, of course, we get rained out in baseball on Saturday. But I think a lot of people, you know, you're thrilled with the sweep in baseball. But I think really the takeaway is you come across and say, you know what, hey, it's okay to get excited about football because I think that Jeff Lebby and this crew have things kind of moving in the right direction.
Yeah. So there's finally some excitement there on football with Lebby and Shapen. I mean, if he stays healthy, you've got more than a good enough quarterback. And like you said, they've surrounded him with some nice pieces. What else? Tell me. All right, so Shapen and Lebby, you know, they carried the day. What else jumped out at you? Because, look, people are questioning the defense. They're going to have to score a lot of points. Can they get to 6 or 7 wins? We'll see. There's a few opportunities. Florida at home, Arkansas at home, Missouri at home. What else really jumped out at you as far as the spring game? Individuals.
Well, I thought Brandon Jennings did a really good job at linebacker. You know, he's a guy that comes in from Hines and well-traveled guy, you know. And a lot of people, when they took him, people were like, why are we taking this guy? I think you saw on Saturday why you take that guy. You know, I mean, he is a guy that got a sack right there in front of me, but he looks and moves like an SEC linebacker should. And, of course, there's going to be some opportunities now without Jet and Boogie Watson there. I think Brandon Jennings is a guy you look at right now and say, you know what, that guy, we expect him to be, have a seat at the table with the starting defense come this fall. I thought he looked really good. I thought DeMonte did some really good things at edge. They still need an edge. I think you got to go get one in the portal. But I think DeMonte coming back is a significant development for this team. So you know, you feel good there. But and I think Isaac Smith did some good things out there at safety. And you kind of have known he's a known commodity. He's just kind of got to get up to SEC snuff. But I think defensively, you're right. I mean, that's going to be the real challenge. You're going to have you're probably going to have to win some games, you know, with shootouts. And I look at some of those games that you mentioned, too. I mean, the question becomes, is, you know, can those teams – score, because I think Mississippi State is going to be able to score. So you may have some games that you win 38-35, and you just need to get enough stops to win. I don't think it's going to be a dominant defense. I do think it's going to be a very competitive defense.
Okay. Yeah. I think defense could be average. Offense could be pretty good, and that may drive Leb. First of all, I think people will be excited. You know, I mean, you want to move the ball and score this day and age, right? I mean, it as much as people love Cheryl, you know, or whoever, you know, some of those teams were good, but they were awful on offense, and you just can't. That's not really the model anymore. Okay, so what is the next? You may not say a name, but what is the next shoe to drop in the portal for Mississippi State, position wise?
Well, you know, I'm going to have an update on some things earlier today, but, you know, Damian Martinez visited this weekend, and I'm told the visit went exceptionally well. That Lebby did a really good job connecting with him, and that's an advantage that I think State has now that maybe they didn't. And listen, you know how much I love Mike Leach.
Right? I do too, but I know exactly where you're going, and you're right. I mean, it just is what it is.
Well, and not to mention Mike was on the tail end of his career, and, you know, he wasn't as engaged with the recruiting. You know, the assistants did it, and he was just kind of the closer. You know, people came in, and their parents were in awe because they're sitting across the desk from Mike Leach. The information that I get from kids about Levy is that he gets it. Like, he understands what's important to them, and he understands that they want to know, hey, this is going to be my role in this scheme, and this is what I'm going to do, and this is – hey, we're going to bring you in. We're going to get you ready for the NFL, and we're going to get you a college degree. And, you know, really, it's like we're going to give you every opportunity to be successful. How good you're going to be is going to depend on your own willingness to work. And he is just so engaging with these people, and he's involved. You know, I think at times Joe Moorhead may have been too involved, whereas, like, the kids were going directly to him, and Leach maybe not as involved as he should have been.
I think you nailed it. I think you did.
I think there is a really good balance with Levy. I think Levy, number one, lets the assistants recruit, but he's leading that effort. He's not micromanaging that effort. And I think as a result, when the kids get a chance to talk to Jeff Levy, they're like, hey, this is my buddy. He's my coach, but I also understand this is a guy that understands where I'm coming from and what I want to accomplish. And I think it's a good mix. And every recruit that you talk to talks about the interactions they've had with Jeff Levy. And I think that speaks well for not only his recruiting prowess, but the kind of coach that he's going to be. It's not going to be like, hey, first day you show up or you come to the official visit and you're just really having meaningful interaction with your head coach. I think his involvement and the level of his involvement is absolutely perfect right now.
Steve Robertson, Jeans Page, 247 Sports, the Boneyard Podcast. When are you dropping the pod?
Well, I got to write a baseball story and write up some bones, and then we're going to do the pod. So I'm hoping to be done around lunch, but we'll see.
You know, I think you just framed it up well. I talk about this all the time, Moorhead to Leach, and it was a brutal transition, Mullen, Moorhead to Leach. And then, of course, obviously, someone passes away. But I think you framed that up well. Joe was too involved and wouldn't move off of his guys and, you know, wanted everybody wrapped up in the summer. And then wouldn't listen to anybody. And then Mike wasn't involved and didn't have the staff to get it done. Didn't have the dudes. I think, you know, I've been around Levy. He's got this youthful exuberance. I mean, he's just a dude. And so there is, and you can feel it when you're just sitting there BSing with him, chewing the fat. And so it's a whole nother ball game. Really, you know, I don't even know if they've ever had anything like this. As far as recruiting, and he's taken from the Heupel, Kiffin, and maybe a little bit of, I mean, Venables is a madman. I know he's on the defensive side of the football, but Steve, you know this. Venables is an absolute warlord recruiter at Clemson. And, I don't know how good they'll be at Oklahoma, but he's going gangbusters. So there's a little bit about what, don't you agree? There's a little bit about what Heupel, Kiffin, and Drinkwitz are doing. And Levy's very aware of what's working today in college football?
Oh, I think it's in question. And that was the thing that people called for the last few years of Leach. You know, we need to modernize the air raid. And in many respects, that's what you're getting now. You know, you're getting the more modern version. You have some of those same passing concepts and obviously some opportunities to stress people down the field, but you're also mixing the run game and you're doing some dynamic things in the run game and not just running off tackle. You know, every once in a while, running a stretch play just to kind of keep people honest. I mean, they're doing some things and kind of lining up running backs in situations that get them a mismatch. And I think basically fans are getting what they wanted. You're getting a young, innovative coach that is very involved with recruiting, but not overly involved, but also, too, a guy that is innovating the scheme to a more modern look.
Who's the best recruiter on the staff outside of Bumpus?
Yeah, you kind of have to throw that disclaimer out there, don't you? I think Cody Kennedy's done a really good job so far, too. I'm eager to see what, you know, Matt Barnes, of course, has done really well in the portal, but he's kind of recruiting kids that he coached, you know, and so those things are important. But, you know, Dave Turner obviously has a good pedigree of being a good recruiter and a good developer, but, you know, needs a good year this year. And I think there's some pieces out there that'll be awfully interesting. But, yeah, I mean, and Bumpus is kind of setting the standard right now. But, you know, some of these guys, you're kind of learning, kind of getting up to speed. But I think Cody Kennedy probably had as good a guy as any in the portal last year. You know, not just in Mississippi, but really in the SEC West. So he did a really good job recruiting his position group and kind of retooling that offensive line.
This is interesting. You have an engaged, young offensive mind as the head coach, who all he's ever known is the Baylor offense, which everybody's running, Heupel, Kiffin, Drinkwitz, everybody else. And, you know, as much Dan did an amazing job. He did. He brought that youth and energy and so on. And I don't think Mississippi State fans, Steve, realized what they had until he was gone. I know he, you know, rubbed some people the wrong way, but who gives a damn? But they've never really had anybody quite like this. Dan was the closest version coming out of what everybody was running in 2007, or a lot of people 2007 and 2008 at Florida or whatever. Is that how you see it, Steve? They've never really had a guy like this.
Well, I think the early years with Dan, maybe you did, right?
Yeah.
And of course, when Dan became some more ambitious and, you know, had his two-bit agent out there getting his name mentioned for every job from, you know, Rutgers to Hines Community College, you know, I mean, it was, I think it, when Dan was fully committed to Mississippi State, yeah, it was a lot like this. And then all of a sudden, I think if he didn't get that Miami job, he's thinking, okay, well, now what do I got to do? You know, and I think the staff did some really good job recruiting behind him, but I don't think that he was as engaged as maybe Levy is. And I think that's the real challenge for coaches is how do you weigh your career ambitions to your responsibilities with your current employer? You know, that's the thing that will be interesting to see is if Levy wins big early at Mississippi State, does that change him? You know, I don't think that it will, but at the same time too, that's always the concern. It's like, hey, do you start thinking, is this a stepping stone job for me or do I see it as a destination job? I think Jeff Levy's such a winner. He's going to try to win no matter where he is. And a big part of that's going to be the recruiting piece.
All right, let's switch gears. There's talk that Mississippi State will have to get to 15 conference wins instead of 14. Now that's 5-7 down the stretch. That's doable. But they sweep Auburn. They're at 10 with 12 games left, as you know. I think they've got a good team. Not a great team, not an average team. Of course, for college baseball this year, it looks like it could be, you know, pretty darn good. Do you think they, because of some of the non-conference losses, do you think they have to get to 15 to get in, Steve?
I think they have to, but I'd feel a lot more comfortable if they did. And I think there's a realistic chance at 16 right now. I mean, and you could probably pull an upset somewhere and get to 17. I'm not expecting that. But if you just think about right now, if you just look at the final four weekends, if you just do what the minimum standard is each weekend, right, you expect to win the series at home and take one on the road. If you're able to do that, that's six more wins. That gets you to 16. And that includes going to Fayetteville. And we had an interesting discussion last night. When you go to Fayetteville, do you throw off on Friday night against Hagen Smith? Because every win's valuable, right? I mean, everything you need. You're trying to go win a series, and it's kind of a intriguing situation. You know, last year against LSU, you throw off against Skeens, and then you win the road series against the eventual national champions. When you go to Fayetteville, do you consider doing that? Maybe do you throw Brooks Auger against Hagen Smith and then have Cal Stephen on Saturday?
I don't think they can do it. I think it makes – I just don't think coaches can do it. Lamonas or whatever their last name is. I see where you're – I mean, don't you agree, Steve? We talk about that and matching up maybe a different way because of the dominance of Arkansas staff. But what would you say, Steve? 99% of the time the coach just can't do it?
Yeah, well, the thing you got to factor in, too, is the timing of that series, right? You got to think about, you know, everybody to get ready for the SEC tournament, you know, they moved those other series up. So that's a factor you got to consider, too.
Sure.
But he did it last year. And that's the thing. It's just something to think about because, you know, you don't have to make that decision, you know, for a couple of weeks. But you start thinking, okay, you go to Vanderbilt, who is similarly situated with Mississippi State. They're tied right now for fifth in the Southeastern Conference right now. And then you got to go up there. And granted, that pitching staff has been really good, but they at times they've really struggled to score, as has Mississippi State. I think this is going to be a very intriguing series. And I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens with this, you know, suspension for the Vandy pitcher. You know, traditionally suspensions are a four-game deal, but this, you know, illegal substance, it's an NCAA issue at that point. I haven't really done the research to see.
Oh, I don't even know what you're talking about. Tell me.
Yeah, so Vanderbilt's Saturday starter kept going to his elbow.
Oh, I saw that. I saw the video on Twitter. Okay, tell me about it a little bit more. What?
So he kept going to his elbow. And, of course, all the Vanderbilt fans are saying, well, that's just sunscreen. Yeah, sure. Okay, yeah. And you're using 11.7 scholarships, too. Yeah. So, but Sully kept referencing it. And so they got, sure enough, they go out and check him. And they, you know, they deem what it to be, you know, illegal substance on his elbow. And that's the thing, too. If it's sunscreen, why does he keep going to it? You know, and what's so funny, too, I laugh at these people that say, and there's a lot of people, again, Bo, that love baseball. They don't know baseball, right? And so people are like, oh, well, he wiped. Yeah. Are you kidding me? You know, you think that anybody can see that every finger wipes? I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say that I've encouraged people to cheat in the past, Bo, but I've coached baseball before, right? I know. You know, you can wipe and keep a finger up, you know. And so, you know, it's a crazy thing how baseball works, but I'm interested to see what does that do, but also, too, you know, how does that kind of shake some things up? Because if you want a distraction, you want it to be on the other side of the diamond, right? And that's where the distraction currently lies. And so, you know, State sweeps the series and Vandy gets a winning series, but then they have all this controversy. And so I like to kind of fly under the radar in these situations. And so I think Mississippi State's in a good position. You know, certainly you expect to get one, but if you could somehow get two this weekend, man, life gets really, really simple for you.
Yeah. All right, we'll leave it there. JeansPage.com. Steve Robertson on the Farm Bureau Insurance Guest Line. Thanks, Steve.
See you.
All right, lunch today brought to you by the amazing ribs and blue plates at Fleetway Market and the Market Cafe in Gluckstadt. And don't forget, go get your premium cigars at Havana Smoke Shop in Jackson and Havana Smoke Shop at the Res. See you tomorrow.
Winning isn't everything. Wait, excuse me, read that wrong. Winning is everything. Hancock Whitney Bank is supporting today's action because we love to see people win. And we're supporting you with knowledge and support because we want to see you win too. Your business, your goals, your hopes, and your dreams. The right bank makes all the difference. How can we help you win? Visit HancockWhitney.com to find out. Hancock Whitney Bank, member FDIC.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.